From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting.
The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons.
President Trump, in a brief speech from the White House Tuesday, announcing that the United States will withdraw from the 2015 agreement between Iran and Western powers. That agreement limited Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for lifting economic sanctions.
Iran's leaders will naturally say that they refuse to negotiate a new deal. They refuse. And that's fine. I'd probably say the same thing if I was in their position. But the fact is, they are going to want to make a new and lasting deal, one that benefits all of Iran and the Iranian people.
The president said the agreement was, quote, decaying and rotten, a horrible one-sided deal that didn't bring peace and never will. He said he is open to working with his European allies to negotiate a new deal with Iran to curb its ballistic missile tests and military advances in Syria, Yemen, and elsewhere in the Middle East. Former President Barack Obama said Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the agreement is a, quote, serious mistake. He warns it will erode America's global credibility. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel said the deal didn't push war further away. It actually brought it closer. This is VOA News. Trump administration officials say